Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast for the week beginning Monday, the 19th of May, and ending on Sunday, the 25th of May, which is Memorial Day weekend holiday, probably. And this is your astrologer, Shelley Entine. And this is my third in a row podcast, so who knows what's going to happen. But I'm preparing this because I will not be doing it. I'm not taking any energy onto the internet, if I can help it, for a week. Anyway, the Monday is Victoria Day in Canada, but since, you know, we don't talk to Canadians anymore. No, that's not true, but it's the strangest thing, this issue with Canada. I can hardly believe it. On Monday, the 19th, we have the moon in Aquarius in the third quarter phase, and it's going to be in the fourth quarter phase almost all the rest of the week because it is heading towards the new moon, which will arrive on Monday the 26th at 6 degrees of Gemini. However, back to this. There are two things happening. One, I will talk about them at the beginning. One is the sun entering Gemini on Tuesday, and that is happening at 2:55 p.m. It is a shift out of the fixed energies of the Earth sign Taurus. And we are now butterflies and birds flittering here and there. And we are focused in the mental realm of air. And so we will be actually a bit more social during the Gemini sun. And we will have, you know, some energy for that holiday that will be a little bit more curious, interested, communicating, and doing short journeys and being interested in the extended family and siblings in that sign, reading books and writing and all of those things that are Gemini, taking classes, will be supported with the sun's rays in Gemini. And we will have that sun in Gemini until that magic point that happens in June, that is the midsummer solstice. It is Friday, June 20th this year, when the moon will enter Cancer, and it will be in the evening at 10:42 p.m. So it's not going to be rising or setting anywhere that this part of the world can see it happen. So we'll see what all those rituals at places like Stonehenge are going to do about that. It's going to be dark. So at any rate, that's when it's over. And actually, in June, we're going to start really moving into Cancer in a big way because Jupiter will enter on the 9th of June. And that's expanding in Cancer, right? So anyway, we are having Gemini now. And it might, you know, be a little easier for the sun because some of the planets that were tromping through Pisces, which was a square, aren't anymore. So, you know, that's a square for Gemini. So maybe it'll have a more pleasant transit with less obstruction and challenge. That would be nice. So anyway, having said that, the house in your birth chart where you have this sun transit will gain light. So it will be more obviously pronounced and, you know, more energized. And of course, people who have a Gemini sun are going to have a birthday too, naturally. So, the other major event is going to be on Saturday the 24th, quite late at night in our time zone here, 11:35 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. So it's already the 25th across the pond. So if you're listening from that area, yes, it's different. Here, it's still the tail end of Saturday. So Saturday, Saturn enters Aries, and this is a whole new set of lessons and challenges and also things that can happen that are positive. Saturn, karma isn't just negative. If you've been doing work on yourself and you've been doing work on issues and areas, if you've solved some of your problems and you're dealing well with some of the obstacles and struggles, then you get rewards. I mean, people who have the transit that moves from the ninth house into the 10th house in their birth chart, it's not a problem for them in the house of career and public recognition. It's the time of rewards in that area for a job well done before. So, Saturn, it's very often the negative is happening, just is because, we have a tendency to even just view that idea of tradition and structure, and these are the rules and the regulations, and you should really do this because that's what people have always done, and they succeed if they do it this way. Many of us today, things are changing so fast that it's hard for Saturn to keep up with the consensus. The Saturn rules Capricorn. The 10th house is what our whole culture is going to be saying is right or good or, we agree with as a group. There's not a lot of that going on anymore. It's an unusually divisive time. And I say this because I've lived long enough to know that it's unusually divisive. Just amazes me on almost everything. You're going to find sincerely focused opinions that are completely different than someone else's. So Saturn in Aries now comes along and it's saying, I want to really act on some of these things that I think are should be and are the cultural agreement. But also, that could be the one that's still there. Or with Aries, it could be the new one. I'm going to try doing things differently in a new way. Believe it or not, even though I'm Saturn, I'm in Aries now. And so I may want to literally act in a different way. But let's face it, it is Saturn. And on the negative end of that polarity, we are going to have the desire, and we may find that there are obstacles and bruises and different things that are trying to interfere with or slow down your process. Sometimes slowing down a process, this is not easy for a fire sign like me, but I'm going to say it. Sometimes slowing down and being stopped is really because it's not the right time. You may think you know what the time is. Saturn actually knows what the time is. So you're going to have to really take a look. You're going to have to try and get yourself willing to develop positive keywords for Saturn in Aries, which is patience, but persevering, which is restraint, and being more tentative and concentrated on what you think should be done or what you'd like to start doing, right? But if you're going too negative, you're going to be in a constant state of being conflicted, which could make you have a personality trait or two that are not so pleasant to be around. Or you can be very tense or feel repressed, and you might even lose your focus a little bit for this time period. Because it is, you know, it's a funny thing that Mars, the ruler of Aries, is exalted in Capricorn. And the reason for that is that Mars can be, you know, really just jumping and doing. And, you know, the positive aspect of Capricorn, the structuring and the perseverance instead of just the, you know, go for it right now, is considered to be the best Mars you can have because it knows how to pace itself. It knows how and when to act, when to rest, and not to push too hard, but to take a route that is also easier. You know, again, like this is what has worked in the past. So I know I'll get to the top of the mountain if I stay on the trail. You know, I mean, if I'm going to get lost in the woods, I may never get to the top, right? So this is, again, it's like a different way of saying Mars in Capricorn, Saturn ruling Capricorn, and Aries ruled by Mars. So, you know, initial look at it is, you know, they don't exalt it there, that's for sure. They like it better in Libra. But it is similar. You know, you can cultivate courage and then take the risk, you know. You can go too fast and realize that you should have waited and that you will continue, you'll persevere, but you will slow down, right? And Saturn in Aries is like having Saturn in the first house. And that's also a whole other issue. In the first house is how we present ourselves to the world. And having Saturn there is hesitant. It is, in a sense, thinking that it needs to be more perfect. No matter what sign it is, that there's something wrong with them and they need to work on that to be accepted, or they need to tone themselves down, Saturn, so that others will be more agreeable about, you know, who you are. And, you know, so this is something else to consider. Saturn in Aries can present issues with the head, the face, the teeth, the, you know, things on the face, like eyes and ears and nose, and, you know, the bones of the body may, you know, need you to slow down so you don't connect to objects that will cause bruising and even bone bruising. So you may have to be more careful about how you move around in your environment also. So, you know, it's going to do something that gives us a sense of resourcefulness, but it's uncomfortable pointing to itself, you know, like, look at me, you know. In fact, it will sometimes go out of its way not to look that way. And it doesn't want to be seen as egotistical or self-centered. And it doesn't like confrontation, right? And it could be, on that level, worried about decisive action. You know, You don't want people to be upset with you. And so, and this is going to be a common experience now, but you can limit yourself too much because Saturn is fear. Fear of failure, fear of making a bad decision, fear of people, attitudes towards you, because Capricorn is also the sign on the house of reputation, how the world sees you, how you achieve, you know. So you might be less competitive because you don't want to look competitive. So, yeah. And on the other hand, it doesn't like to, Aries particularly doesn't like to be seen as weak. So, you know, it doesn't necessarily do that. But, you know, sometimes it's good to let yourself rest. And if you're not letting yourself rest at the appropriate time, this will be a learning lesson for you. While Saturn's going through Aries, you maybe don't want to ask for people to help you, but it's important that you know when you need to. So that's another lesson. The lessons are there. And as I've always said, and I'll always say again, wherever Saturn is challenging you, and Saturn and Aries will challenge by opposing planets and positions in Libra and squaring planets and positions in Cancer and Capricorn. It will be easier on the other two fire signs, Leo and Sag, and it will, you know, be, except for Libra, it will be easier on Gemini and Aquarius, right? So if you know your chart, if you don't, you should get a reading, and I do them. So you'll know, what is this doing to me? You know, how is this affecting me? It'll be easier for you to see. And the house that Saturn in transit is going to have all these lessons also showing up there. It's easy to have that connection once you look at what the big issue is that's causing you such frustration. So what I say is sit down, clear your mind, do some breathing, and then say to Saturn, what do I need to learn here? If you've really centered and you're really open and willing to hear, because you want this to be easier than it is right now for you, what do you want me to learn? And you'll get an answer. And as I always say, the answer is not something you want to hear, because if you wanted to hear it, you would have heard it already and you would be over it. So you're going to have to sit with that for a minute and see all your resistance. Saturn is a sign of resistance too, you know. Resistance, or planet, I should say. Then just surrender. And surrendering looks like saying to Saturn, I will pass this test. I will learn my lesson. And I will be stronger for having done so. And it is true that when you do say that, you have the realization itself of the lesson and the willingness to take a different attitude towards what you're experiencing will make things easier on you. Truly, it happens. I've been through it a few times, so I know that it's true. And so I leave you on that note about the attitudes. Now, Saturn in Aries will retrograde not long after, on the 12th of July. And it'll only go up to 1 degree, which is common with the slower moving planets in their first approach to a change, right? So it will be at 1 degree when it retrogrades at, well, it'll be in Eastern Daylight Time, 12:07 a.m. on the 13th of July. So parts west, it will be on the 12th. And it will go back into Pisces, all the way back to 25 degrees of Pisces, where it goes direct in November on the 27th at 10:05 p.m. Okay? And then, after it goes direct, it will let itself go further. And you know, we do have this Saturn-Neptune thing going on. And yes, they are dancing so close to each other for such a long time that they'll be very close to each other in orb of conjunctions in Aries. And one of the things about that Neptune in Aries, I spoke about in a weekly astrology forecast last week, I believe, is that you can get your inner instinct to tell you what the right action and the right move is to make. But you can also experience a lot of confusion about action and actions of others and such like that. So adding Saturn to Neptune is like adding two planets that can be very fearful and in the sign of Aries. So it's, you know, it's kind of tricky. But again, as things go on, Saturn will move faster eventually than Neptune. It will leave the orb, and I didn't look that up, so I can't tell you right now, but it's nowhere near this recording time. But it will be, you know, something that is easing off on having both having issues in Aries. Yeah. Yeah. And you know that Saturn's usually about 2.5 years in any sign. And Neptune will be in Aries for a while after Saturn shifts into the sign of Taurus. And let's see, maybe I do have that information. Okay, let's see. Saturn in Aries until, I guess it goes April 12th of 2028, something like that. Yeah. Yeah, because it goes back into Aries on February 13th of 2026. So you've got the little bit of the half in, and now you get to 2 years. So this is the warm-up, and you'll know what to do after a while. Okay, so I'm going to try and get through the weekly astrology forecast after this. And so you can always come back to it, you know, move forward to where I begin this, and you won't have to listen to the other stuff again. So Monday the 19th, Moon in Aquarius. Early morning, square to Mercury in Taurus. That's 8 a.m. This is too much freedom for Mercury in Taurus. And very conservative mind against the very, open to everything, moon. Both are very stubborn, though. Aquarius is very rigid. When they get an opinion, they hang in there. So it's not a discussion time. And it could be about values, and it could be about money, but it's, you know, if you're too different, notice it quickly and just move on into a different room. That's what Moon in Aquarius does when it gets upset, by the way. There's an activity that takes place for all the different signs when the moon is in them, when they're upset. And that's what Aries doesn't do that. They fight right away. They're angry right away. But Moon in Aquarius is going to withdraw, a very icy withdrawal up to the tower alone. So that's what will happen. Anyway, but then we have a very nice aspect, Moon in Aquarius, trine Jupiter in Gemini. So after 8 a.m. on Monday and until 12:13 a.m. on Tuesday. Yay! What a nice day that is. After we get past the Jupiter trine there, we're going to have the Moon square Uranus and Taurus at 3:53 a.m. on Tuesday. And that is going to be a surprising change. Some people will be up and will notice it. Sun in Taurus, sextile Saturn in Pisces, though, is going to help tone things down and stay stabilized till 5:38 a.m. And the last aspect for the Moon in Aquarius will be the square to the Sun in Taurus. And that comes in at 7:59 a.m., takes us out of the third phase, because we've been in the third phase after the full moon. And now we're going into the fourth quarter, 7:59 a.m. We'll spend the rest of this week in the fourth quarter. When you first get to the fourth quarter, you start looking at authenticity. How does your life look and what does it really feel like for you? Is it what you really want? Is it how you really feel about things now? And so you're going to question that. And that's what leads you into the quarter where we're looking at what we might want to let go of, what we might want to make changes to, what we might want to be aware of as what we want different and make that something that we're going to change and have our intentions for the new moon about. Okay? So, but this, after this half moon in the sky is what you'll see at the fourth quarter, you'll go into what we call the waning gibbous, and that's where you, we're out of the waning gibbous, sorry, we're going into the waning crescent. And as we get further and further into the waning crescent, which will be sort of like Sunday and Saturday, that weekend of Memorial Day, where there's less energy and you can't see the crescent because it's so close to the moon. It's getting ready to be exactly conjunct. All right. So the moon enters Pisces on Tuesday at 8:28 a.m. The sun enters Gemini at 2:55 p.m. And the moon in Pisces is moving towards the sextile to Mercury in Taurus, but it doesn't complete until 10:21 p.m. on Wednesday. So you won't really feel that at all. And that's kind of a very artistic and also spiritual combination, and it makes a willingness for this conservative mind to sort of feel a bit more and have vision and maybe compassion and stuff like that coming in. And so you have the whole of Wednesday. As it gets closer and closer, you'll feel it more. But most of Tuesday, you won't. It's far. What's also coming in is the not too often happening of Moon, and not Moon in Pisces, but I'm sorry, Venus. This is my third in a row podcast again, I will tell you. The Venus energy in Aries, we saw that, and it was in the full moon. And it wasn't quite there yet, but it was going to come and make a trine to Mars in Leo. And it's Thursday, the 22nd of May, that that happens at 3:42 a.m. And this you might be feeling as it comes in. Well, during the day on Wednesday, and that can be a very romantic. I mean, are you looking for a romantic dinner or lunch or something like that? That's the one, Wednesday the 21st. Because this comes in at 3:42 a.m. on Thursday the 22nd. But it's also a great time for activities, sports activities, and, you know, just adventures. Yeah. So it doesn't have to be romance, but it can be. Definitely. The moon in Pisces is on its way to the square to Jupiter in Gemini, which will complete at 5:27 a.m. So while you're in that realm of the Venus trine, just don't go overboard in spending, if you can help it. But the moon in Pisces is going to feel very tired at 5:27 a.m. if you're up to 27 a.m. on the West Coast, because it doesn't want to hear all this information. Even if it's great information, it's just too much. So the moon wants to be drifting away somewhere and just feeling and experiencing and, you know, all that. So moon in Pisces wakes up a little in a sextile to Uranus and Taurus at 8:19 a.m. because it might have to receive a message about something that's important. And so it will kind of move into being open for that. In fact, the sun in Gemini is sextile Neptune in Aries till 8:40 a.m. So we have a double way with moon and sun with instinctive feelings and, you know, the kind of conscious mind energy to be opening to something that needs to be known. Yes. So if you're up, it's a great time to meditate until 8:40 a.m. That's the sun sextile. The moon in Pisces has passed the Uranus in Taurus at 8:19 is its exact aspect. And it is going to come into, this may be why you need a message, a conjunction to Saturn at 12:06 p.m. And that is usually not a happy time. You know, something, it can make you feel hopeless or helpless or, you know, just down, or there can be obstacles with water or things like that. But the moon is shifting into fiery Aries at 12:26 p.m., only 20 minutes later. And it will have a conjunction to Neptune until 3:15 p.m., so you're still, you know, are you acting too fast? Ask yourself that question. Do you really have all the things you need prepared? And maybe you should wait, because even if you can just wait till 3:30, you will have a moon in Aries sextile sun in Gemini until 3:43 p.m., and then a sextile to retrograde Pluto at 6:42 p.m. on Thursday, and then that Aries moon will be trine Mars in Leo. From then on until the afternoon, 4:13 p.m., on Friday the 23rd. Now, this is where you start getting into traveling for a holiday weekend, maybe. So you really have a good day Friday with that moon trine Mars to be traveling. And much better if you can travel after 3:30 on Thursday. At least you get some of those better aspects, which you get really good aspects to set out. Moon trine Mars, it's the ruler of Aries. It's very courageous. It's very strong energy Friday. And then the moon joins Venus at 5:13 p.m. And that is congenial agreement. Maybe you just arrived and everybody's happy to see you. And then the moon moves to a sextile to Jupiter in Gemini for the evening of Friday, the 23rd, and goes all the way to 7:44 a.m. on Saturday. The sun is also in a trine to Pluto in Aquarius until 11:55 a.m. on Saturday. That moon-Jupiter aspect was the last one for Aries moon. Then we move into a Taurus moon on Saturday the 24th at 1:38 p.m. it's going to have challenges, and Mercury is joining Uranus in Taurus, 7:15 p.m. So there are changes, there are challenges. Moon is going towards a square to Pluto until 7:36 p.m. And it is under that beautiful umbrella of energy that Saturn enters Aries, which we spoke about at the beginning, so I don't have to say anything now. This is also a time when the moon is heading towards a square to Mars in Leo, 6:06 p.m. on Sunday. So you got to be careful in the actual activities that, you know, there's going to be fireworks, right? I mean, if you live anywhere other than Manhattan and somebody has a backyard, someone is going to be barbecuing and having fireworks. And so be careful. That's all I'm going to say. And then you will also have a shift on Sunday of Mercury, and it's entering Gemini, and it doesn't do that till the evening, 8:59 p.m. So your cautious, seriously focused Mercury is going to be there for you until it shifts into flighty Gemini at 8:59 p.m. on Sunday, and that's just part of your weekend. You're not leaving yet. You're still there, but it should lighten things up a little, you know? And that Mercury is going to sextile Saturn in Aries until 9:46 p.m. So you can be, you know, kind of having good conversations and, you know, taking it slow and easy. But the moon is headed towards the conjunction to Uranus in Taurus. And that will come in at 9:52 a.m. on Monday. I'm going to go through Monday because it's part of the holiday weekend of Memorial Day in the United States. That's the last aspect for the Taurus moon. But something has changed, or some kind of news is happening in the world. It's challenging for Taurus. Change is a challenge for Taurus. And one of the things that Uranus and Taurus has been trying to teach us is frequency, right? I've talked about this a million times. You have to understand that your thoughts are frequency and they affect things. So, you know, remember that and, you know, just put your best ideas in your consciousness so that things can turn out in a positive way. Moon enters Gemini at 1:21 p.m. on Monday, and has a sextile to Aries Mars. It has a conjunction to Mercury and Gemini. Those take us up through 4:05 p.m. Then both the moon and Mercury are going to be sextile Neptune from 4 p.m. to 4:37 p.m. You've got a really nice sweep of energy here as we approach the new moon. So we may have a little bit of a lowered energy for that holiday weekend because we are, you know, we had those 2 days of the dark moon. That's also, you know, you don't see the moon at all in the sky. And so there may be a little bit less energized people, but, you know, moon in Gemini is kind of energizing. And so you will have a little more of that on Monday. You'll get the trine to Pluto at 7:14 p.m., and then the new moon comes in at 11:02 p.m. Now, you might be staying and not traveling on Monday, but either way, you have good aspects for travel on Monday or on Tuesday, and that's the good news. You can be leave any old time and you'll be in good shape. I won't go through the rest of that week, but I'll just tell you that. Okay. Well, boy. Anyway, I am now going to say my famous, I wish you all the best. And again, you know, you can come back to this if you need to remember the week. I might not get a chance to do, in fact, I probably won't since I'm not going to be using the internet, the Moon Days report that would be coming out on the 20th. Well, when am I looking at? The Moon Days report for that week on Sunday the 18th. It probably will not be unless I get it ready and have it scheduled. But, you know, this is like life, having too much of it sometimes with everything I do. So I'm trying to kick back a little. But I'm wishing you all the best with the holiday weekend if you're in the United States and getting into the new frames of the Sun in Gemini and the Saturn in Aries and then the moon being in Gemini with Mercury entering also Gemini. That's going to be very different. So, all right, that's it for me. I'll say goodbye.